SOP number 161. Today, I'm giving you my input, but I'm also asking you a question. How are you getting your listeners or your viewers back to your website?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hello and welcome back to the School of Podcasting. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. Again, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Our email is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, and you can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, toll free 888-563-3228. I'm your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, and today I'm going to talk about I'm just going to put something on the table here that some people may say, well, aren't you a podcast consultant? Shouldn't you just be painting the rosy picture? And I'm like, no. I want to tell people how like it is, because I want people to be successful at their podcasts. I don't want to sell you a bunch of snake oil and 6 months down the road have you go, well, wait a minute, this isn't working. And so we're going to answer the question today, how do you get people back to your website? In fact, if I were to say, what is the Achilles heel of podcasting? I would say, the good news is, it's portable media. And you can take it with you and listen in the car. Probably many of you right now are listening in the car, aren't you? Are you paying attention? Look at that guy back there. He's driving in your blind spot. Okay? Many of you are on a treadmill right now at the gym. Checking out that girl over there, aren't you? Uh-huh. Okay, I see how you are. But the point is, a lot of you are not sitting in front of a computer right now. You might be, but many of you are not. And so the problem is, if I say right now, hey, if you're ready to start your successful podcast, all you have to do is go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're on a treadmill, after you get done and you take your shower and you get back in the car and you drive all the way back, are you going to remember start.schoolpodcasting.com? Is that going to be stuck in your brain? Maybe not. And so the great thing about podcasting is the information is automatically delivered to you. But what if you've decided, well, I want to make some money with podcasting? I'm going to have Google AdSense. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I did this. And all they got to do is come to my website and click. Guess what? Getting people back to the website, not as easy as it sounds. Now, part of that is going to be dependent upon your relationship with your audience. How much do they like you? In a nutshell. But I was thinking about this driving in the car today. How do we get people back to the website? If that's what you're trying to do, if you're trying to get people to sign up to your email list, if you're trying to get them to buy your product, if you're trying to click on an affiliate link, what can you do? Well, there are a couple things. Number one, if you have pictures on your website, maybe you're talking about a car crash in your neighborhood, and there were pictures on the news, and there's pictures on the website, and I'll put one out in the show notes. You know, Americans especially love a car crash. We slow down to look every time. Or if I'm talking about whatever, Britney Spears, insert joke here, and I've got a picture on the website, you might go look. Or if you say, I got a picture of me and my wife, people might go, hey, what the heck does Dave look like? A picture paints 1,000 words, they say. And that may be one way to get people back to your website. Now, another one is have something fun to do at your website. This is not a podcasting thing. This is a website thing. Give them something to do. Make it fun. And one of those is a poll. It's a poll. And a company called Poll Daddy is who I usually use for this, polldaddy.com. And they've actually got a plugin for WordPress. Makes it very easy to add a poll to an episode. And again, don't be discouraged if you have 1,000 downloads and you have 50 people vote in your poll. When I worked in customer service and we would send out customer surveys, you know, if you sent out 1,000 and you got 100 back, that's 10%, you were doing phenomenal. Because unless there's something in it for them, most people won't do it, just out of the goodness of their heart. Another way to get people back to your website is offer your podcast for those that want it via email. The great thing that email trumps podcasting with is they're one click away from being back at your website. Podcast, not so much, because you can only read email in front of a computer. Podcast, not so much. You can listen in the car. You can listen wherever you want. And that's where email trumps podcasting. But where podcasting trumps email is there's no spam on my computer that I'm listening to. There's no spam on my iPod. That's it. You need one, but there's no spam on my iPod. Only content that I've asked to receive. Now, another thing you can do, and I've already broken the rule on this one, don't announce URLs. Instead of saying, yeah, you can go to polldaddy.com, I could say, yeah, I use a company called Poll Daddy. I'll have a link to it out in the show notes. Now, does it take a rocket scientist to figure out that, let's see, the company's called Poll Daddy. It's probably polldaddy.com. Yeah, okay. But nonetheless, if you want to have people come out to your website, start promoting your show notes. Mine are at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. If people comment on your blog, talk about the comments. Why? Because people go, wow, he talked about it. Maybe if I comment on it, he'll talk about me. And so they might come out to do that. I just got done listening to a book called Tribes by a marketing guy named Seth Godin. You can get the book in iTunes for $6. It's a 3-hour audiobook. And he said a tribe needs two things to exist. One is a common interest, and two is a way to communicate. And I have a client from Podcast FastPass that I was working with, which is kind of my podcast consulting. School of Podcasting is for those people that want to do it themselves. If you want to have me do it, you can go to Podcast FastPass. But he was talking about, well, should I have an email list? Or I was thinking about having a forum. He goes, I've got a Twitter account. I wasn't sure if I should put that on my website. You know, and should I have my podcast go out as an email? He goes, which one of these do you think I should use? I said, yes. He goes, what do you mean? I said, yes. Because some people like to buy CDs, the physical CD. However, that same person can buy it as a download. They prefer the CD. It's the same information. Some people like to listen to the music on the radio. Your information can be delivered in many, many facets. Give it in as many ways as you can and let the people decide how they want it. Because a tribe needs a way to communicate. Some people speak Spanish. Some people speak French. Some people speak English. Some people like email. Some people like RSS. Some people like to listen on the website. You know, should I have a download link or not? Should I have a streaming or not? Yes. Give it to them as many ways as they want it. Now, the other thing, I want to talk about comments before I get off that. Comments are something I just realized. When you set up a WordPress blog, it kind of puts in a default email. And it's not whatever, typically whatever email you're using. It's like the default email for your server. And I had a podcast, logicalloss.com. It's the Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. And I had a whole bunch of people commenting on my blog, and I didn't know it because I had told it to alert me when somebody had a comment, but it went to an email that basically blasted it into cyberspace. So double check your user when you go to WordPress. Click on user on the right-hand side. See what email is assigned to your user. Because if you have WordPress alerting you when a new comment comes in, make sure that's getting to you. Now, the other thing I thought I would talk about today, quickly, is where is your audience and how will you get them? So first, we're talking about taking your audience, bringing them back to your website. Now, we're talking about getting your audience, period. Because that's something you want to think about when you plan your podcast. I'll give you an example. I started a podcast called the Dates from Hell Show. It's an online dating and relationship advice show at datesfromhellshow.com. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to all these dating sites and set up a bogus profile and direct people to the website because I'll go where people are going for online dating. Guess what? I didn't really look into this. You can't make a bogus profile. You can't give away too much personal information on a profile. And so consequently, that particular path to getting to my listener is not going to work. And the other thing I did last week is I'm a musician and I went to a club. They were having a jam night. So I got up and played. And it dawned on me as I looked out, I was sitting in front of a room filled with musicians. Why do a podcast for musicians? And I went to give everybody a business card, and all I had were business cards from the Dates from Hell Show. Oops. So I turned over the card and wrote musicianscooler.com on the back. And before I left the stage, you bet, I did a quick little 15-minute, hey, I've got a podcast that teaches musicians how to build their fan base. Check it out at musicianscooler.com. So you might want to think about, if you're starting a podcast, where is my audience? And how will I approach them? How will I get to them? And what will I do when I get there? Am I going to hand out CDs? Am I going to hand out business cards? Things like that. And then the other thing is, always be prepared. I'm actually making a little box that I'm going to stick in my trunk that will have business cards for all my podcasts, as well as my consulting, things like that. I will always be ready at a glance for a pop quiz. So if I walk into a room and say, oh my gosh, my listeners are here, I'll be able to promote my podcast. So that's going to do it for this edition. I would like to hear your input, because the answer to how do I get people back to my website, I don't think is a super easy question to answer. And this is some of the things we talk about at the roundtables that I have at the School of Podcasting. And I would love to have a little time-shifted roundtable with you on the subject. How do you think you are getting your listeners back to your website? And realize, not everybody wants their listener to come back to their website. This would only be if you're trying to sell something, if you're trying to get them to sign up for something, if you're trying to get them to click on something, you need them back at the website. So I would love to hear your input on that. And so our tribe can communicate via voicemail, 888-563-3228. You can email me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can comment out in our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you're ready to start podcasting, simply go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. We have step-by-step tutorials. We have resources, and you have me, your personal podcast coach, walking you through the whole system. You'll be up and running in no time. So appreciate you tuning in. And I want to remind you that you should be living a life worth podcasting about. And class is dismissed. Thanks for listening.